Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The third baseman, Glenn Gulliver. Batting third. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting third. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vaughn Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Denny. And now, play ball. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hayes. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to third. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne fields it and throws to home to get Dwyer. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards first. Hargrove reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan takes first base on ball four. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulliver hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dower moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Dower moves to third. Singleton moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nolan hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove strikes out. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gulliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulliver hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bud Anderson now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milburn strikes out. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-2 in the game. Hera hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-2 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hargrove moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Roenick. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Hargrove scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey pinch hits for Rich Dower. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Gulliver takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Al Bumbrey now playing center field. Gary Roenick now playing right field. Toby Harrah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrah is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrah takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saucotta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.